Fes de Navidad.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The rhetoric about hatred, about mistrust of government, about paranoia of how government operates, and to try to inflame the public on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has impact on people, especially who are unbalanced personalities to begin with.
So where are we going in this hour? The Arizona shooting, certainly number one on people's minds, so that's what we'll spend our hour on, learning more about the shooter. The fact that he won't talk isn't helping a whole lot, but a lot of people who knew him, his family, et cetera, are coming forth. So we'll review all of that. The top item of the week at this point is the condition of this congresswoman and the whole business about FBI background checks and civility in Washington, civility on the radio. This is an overview of talk radio and talk television. That's why it's called the Countdown, reviewing a number of stations around the country, what the local hosts are saying about the issues of the day, the events of the day, and the things that people are talking about. That was Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk. His comments following the shooting over the weekend, he got the debate started over how political rhetoric may have played a part in this shooting. Now, on the other side, Jared Loughner's court appearance in Phoenix gave the nation a look at this fellow, but he didn't really say anything. He was up there 14, 15 minutes. The toll, by the way, 6 dead, 14 injured. The Tucson supermarket, where Representative Gabrielle Giffords set up a booth. She wants to go frequently to locations like this to talk to constituents. She's doing her job, so it makes her a good congressman. Probably one of the best reputations when it comes to Congress. There aren't a lot of people that people like to like. She apparently is somebody who is likable. A Democrat in stripes, did vote for the big Obama plans, but as the Democrats all stuck together, generally when you go through her record, she seems to be one who is pretty interested in what everybody says, pretty much in the middle, and does a really thorough job. I'm quite impressed with her. She'd be one of the people that you'd want to support. So anyway, comments from a lot of friends, former classmates, bolstering the idea that this guy Loughner is a strange sort of a social outcast, almost indecipherable beliefs, steeped in mistrust of pretty much everything and paranoia about a lot of things. So that's the background. He's not talking, and that may be, well, he may be the only guy who's not talking. Everybody else is talking. The world of conversation, radio, and television. You can imagine what Rush Limbaugh had to say about it. I'll reiterate some of the things that he had to say. And then all of the people that copy him through the day say the same thing over and over again. Interesting things on television. We'll hear a lot of input because this is both about radio and television. And then your thoughts about what you're hearing and thinking. Here from ABC, Pierre Thomas has an in-depth report on this guy, Jared Loughner, including comments from some of his neighbors and friends.
Today, Jared Loughner calmly walked into federal court with a shaved head. He showed no emotion as prosecutors read the charges against him and appeared to smirk as the judge spoke to him. While many in the suburban town struggled with why he did it, it turns out many of those who knew Loughner were afraid of him because of increasingly bizarre behavior.
He's mentally unstable, you know, he was felt isolated, kind of a social loner, so to say, just kept to himself.
In a June 14th email, one of Loughner's college classmates seemed terrified. We have a mentally unstable person in class, and that scares the living crap out of me. He's one of those whose picture you see on the news after he has come into class with an automatic weapon. Some of Loughner's neighbors thought he was dangerous.
I told my mother I thought he was a serial killer the first time I saw him.
This is somewhat dysfunctional family.
and this individual has probably been troubled for some time.
You think there's little question that they knew he was very troubled?
I don't think there's any doubt about that at all. I think the entire neighborhood where they live was aware.
Anyone who read Loftner's online postings would likely have come to the same conclusion. The postings show an obsession with violence and paranoia about the government. One of Loftner's favorite YouTube clips is entitled, "Let the Bodies Hit the Floor." In another YouTube post, he writes, "The government is implying mind control and brainwash on the people by controlling grammar." Only hours before the shooting, he warned friends on MySpace, "Please don't be mad at me." Loftner's life was unraveling. He tried to join the military, rejected. He was arrested for drug possession. Some investigators wonder if Loftner became obsessed with the Giffords because of their American lifestyle. Loftner even met the congresswoman.
He met Gabrielle Giffords once in 07 and told me he asked her some question that made absolutely no sense to me. But he said, "I can't believe she doesn't understand it."
Friends say after that, he became obsessed with the Giffords. In a safe at Loftner's house, police say they found an envelope with the words, "I planned ahead, my assassination, and Giffords." An expert in psychiatry says the evidence is clear.
Classic delusions of persecution, delusions of false beliefs. They're indicators of psychosis, and they mean that a person is suffering from a psychotic illness, most likely paranoid schizophrenia.
So why didn't anyone intervene? Where does a young man who does not have a job get $500 to buy the alleged murder weapon?
That's a great question, isn't it? Want to ruminate on that for a little bit? 800-510-8255. And the alleged, why do we get into that? Everybody knows this guy did it. He had the weapon. Why do we do that? When you know the guy's guilty, yeah, you have to put him through the system. But you know the guy's guilty. He's not alleged anything. He did it. He may not have acted on his own, but that's the gun that is not the alleged murder weapon. It is the murder weapon. We get so caught up in these foolish word games. All right, anyway, let's move on. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Our text line is 646-926. Doug, you can pick up on anything that I'm saying, and people who are running various programs that we quote are saying, and the callers. Make sure you include your name in the texting. And you can also reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on toll-free 877-541-5250. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. We're focused on this troubled 22-year-old college dropout who appeared in court. These are federal charges, by the way. From MSNBC, Chris Matthews talks about America's long history of gun violence.
This country has a history of political violence. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, shot and killed in office. Teddy Roosevelt, shot in the chest in 1912 while campaigning for the presidency. Franklin Roosevelt, shot at a month before his inauguration. The bullet killed the mayor of Chicago. 1950, assassins carried out a plot to kill Harry Truman, killing one of the president's bodyguards. Jack Kennedy, killed by an assassin. Gerald Ford, shot at twice in separate assassination attempts. Ronald Reagan, nearly killed by an assassin, saved only by the quick thinking of a Secret Service agent who gets him to the hospital in 3 minutes. Huey Long, George Lincoln Rockwell, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Howard Lowenstein, Malcolm X, all killed by gunmen. We've grown up with this stuff, knowing this stuff. We're not like other countries, not in Europe, not in Africa, not in Asia, not in South America, not in Canada or in Mexico. It's only here that political assassination has worked its way into the history books and won't get out. Given this, why would anyone bring a gun to a political event in this country? Why would anyone want to? Why would any political leader think it's just fine to do so? For one reason, I can only suppose, to say that guns can be a solution to a political difference. What does it mean when a possible presidential candidate paints targets, crosshairs over members of Congress she disagrees with? Or when a Senate candidate says she supports Second Amendment remedies to political differences with the Congress? How can a person who has any sense of our country's history talk like that? John Wilkes Booth didn't like which way the Civil War went. Lee Harvey Oswald was infatuated politically with Fidel Castro and didn't like what Kennedy had said about him. Sirhan Sirhan didn't like Bobby Kennedy's strong support for Israel. Assassins often have recognized political motives, left and right, to go out and kill a politician. They don't like what a leader says, they go kill him. The matter here is what you believe about gun violence in politics. Do we think guns are a proper reference point in political debate? If not, why are guns even mentioned in our political discussions? Why are they carried to political events? Is there any other interpretation than this, that some people believe guns, the threat of using them, are a political solution to this country's debate? Can we, out of this horror in Arizona, simply agree on this one thing? Don't bring guns to political events. Don't talk about guns in a political argument. Let's stop it right here. Gun violence against politicians is not a metaphor. It's not about the Old West. It's not cowboy talk. It's not about the founding fathers and the British Army. When you talk about using guns or threatening to use them against policies or politicians you don't like, it's for real. When you bring a gun to a political event, you are the problem. And leaders who refuse to say just this are themselves part of the problem.
Something to be said for what Chris Matthews says there, I think. Here's the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, with some more words on Tucson.
Tragedy and terror sometimes comes from the shadows and steal our joy and take away our peace.
The shadows. This guy was a coward. And I think that you can figure out with a lot of other things as well as we continue to focus on the shooter and the shooting. 21 after on the countdown.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bobby Owens.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about Jared Loughner refusing to cooperate with authorities. His rampage killed six people, more than a dozen injured. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was the prime target. She's in a medically induced coma now because that's a way for her to quickly regain her strength, apparently. The bullet went clear through the left side of her brain. Her brain is swelling, but it has not increased apparently in the last 24 hours, and that's a good thing. Social outcast, bizarre ramblings, hates the government, all of these things. Loughner, these seem to be the background for him. So we'll continue. Here's Bill O'Reilly, who basically has disgust for what he sees is the outcome of all of this.
The attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Arizona was an attack on every law-abiding American citizen. The man who shot the congresswoman murdered a federal judge and five other people, including a 9-year-old girl, has damaged our republic far beyond the taking of human lives. If politicians cannot walk freely to talk with their constituents, we don't have a democracy. Talking Points believes that any new laws that provide greater safety for public officials should be considered. We simply cannot have chaos at this level. The killer, Jared Loughner, is a psychopath. Civilization has always had them and always will. There is no solution to the likes of Loughner. Besides the senseless violence, there is another disgusting display sweeping America, and that is the exploitation of the murders by political zealots. Only moments after Congresswoman Giffords was shot, some far-left loons began to spew their hatred. Conservatives encouraged Loughner to pull the trigger. Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Fox News all spurred the psychopath to kill the six people. The merchants of hate who are peddling this stuff should be accountable. So let's begin with the New York Times. In an editorial today, that far-left newspaper said, quote, "It is legitimate to hold Republicans, and particularly their most virulent supporters, in the media, responsible for the gale of anger that has produced the vast majority of these death threats. Many on the right have exploited the arguments of division, reaping political power by demonizing immigrants or welfare recipients or bureaucrats," unquote. That is flat out reprehensible, and every American should condemn that New York Times editorial. President Obama struck exactly the right tone on Saturday when he said this.
It's not surprising that today Gabby was doing what she always does, listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors. That is the essence of what our democracy is all about. That is why this is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country. What Americans do at times of tragedy is to come together and support each other.
Well, that is good leadership from Mr. Obama. Unfortunately, it's not happening. Also, I would like to see the president call out the far-left thugs who are exploiting these murders, who are so full of hatred that they can't even allow people to grieve before turning the tragedy into a political circus. One final note. There is hatred on the right as well. There is over-the-top rhetoric. And these murders in Arizona should remind conservatives that there are boundaries, lines that should not be crossed. Hate is hate. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
That here's Barbara Walters, who doesn't quite agree with those who are on the left that Sarah Palin was the bad guy here.
I'm feeling bad for Sarah Palin because I don't think that's what you should have said, and certainly crosshairs are very scary. This is a deranged young man. We can hope that all the vitriol calms down, but to blame Sarah Palin, as some are doing, I think is very unfair to her. She issued a statement offering her condolences and hasn't said more.
Well, there's a certain amount of responsibility there, and it comes from, there are a lot of different pieces to this pie. There's no question about that. And the crosshair thing is really a bad sign all the way around, literally and figuratively. 28 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towels.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
The back and forth, the discussion, the uproar, the upset about the killings, the shootings in Tucson. This happens more often. This becomes our focal point and has. Whenever it happens, these sorts of things, people scratch their head. Oh, how can it happen in America? What do you mean, how can it happen in America? It happens in America because there's too many guns with too many people that don't know how to use them or who ought not to have them. This guy is the prima facie example of the government not doing its job. And why do we have to have guns with clips in them that have 30-some-odd rounds? Sorry, that's a no-sale as well. 800-510-TALK. We'll take your calls in a matter of moments. First, though, let's get a little bit more background, some bits and pieces, because the program brings you the best that we can find of talk radio and talk television. Anderson Cooper speaking with Roland Martin and David Gergen, both commentators, both been involved in politics. Also, in the conversation, Tea Party organizer Dana Loesch regarding the lessons here.
The local sheriff in Arizona pointed a finger at political rhetoric. A lot of Democrats have been echoing that since the shooting. A lot of Republicans pushing back. Given there's no evidence this kid was particularly political, but plenty of evidence he was mentally unstable, is it appropriate to be using this shooting to blame politicians?
I think it is appropriate for us to examine the kind of rhetoric we have in this country right now. Here's what I find to be interesting. Americans always want for something to happen before we react. I think even though there's nothing directly related to the political rhetoric in this particular case, we should be saying, wait a minute, how hot is it right now when people are getting death threats, when you hear people going after folks' families, when you see the kind of letters and emails? I think the opportunity to examine ourselves is appropriate, even though there's no direct correlation.
Dana, is this an opportunity to examine ourselves, and is that what's been happening?
Well, I think that, the rhetoric has been the same as it has always been. Nothing has changed from now to, nothing has changed from the 60s until now. Everything has always been the same. I think what we have to realize is that people can say what they want to on both sides, but we cannot excuse the fact that someone chooses to willfully interpret or perceive things how they want to. And again, there's no evidence at all whatsoever that this guy listened to talk radio or watched news programs on the right or the left.
David, definitely. What about that? I mean, Dana raised the point. This has always been the same kind of rhetoric. I mean, if you look back in history, going back to, you know, Revolutionary War days, politics has always been a rough and tumble business in the United States.
It's been
been rough and tumble, Anderson, but I think it's time to call the finger pointing and the accusations about this particular incident. But there might be a silver lining here, and that is I do think it's an opportunity, to go to Roland's point, an opportunity for President Obama and the Republican leadership to come together and jointly try to sort of see if there are ways they can get everybody to calm down, to tone down the rhetoric in our political discourse. We ought to be doing that regardless of whether Tucson happened or not. It would be healthy for the governance of this country and for a sense of pride against, once again, and a sense of unity. And I do think that John Boehner, just like President Obama, they both handled this well so far, and I do think they could come together and from both sides of the aisle. This would be a moment for real bipartisanship to try to get us pulled together.
Not a bad idea. David Gergen always has a wonderful, thoughtful, and intelligent way of looking at things in the national debate. He's one of those people who gets hired by the networks to speak about the realities. He's had experience as top-level advisor for both Republicans and Democrats. I find him to be among the fray of BS artists that are out there making a living at other people's pain and peril. He's one of the few that actually has something to say that's of value. 800-510-8255. Radio host Joe Crummy now with a focus on Loeffner again.
Trying to blame what he did on Sarah Palin, which I heard this weekend a lot, or the Tea Party, people just jumping on this, or the fact that we need more gun control and all this kind of stuff. Trying to make sense out of this guy is somewhat like seeing somebody's reflection in a funhouse mirror and then trying to conclude what they look like. It's you're wasting your time. This guy does not have a coherent political philosophy that you can talk about. He is not lucid. He's completely unhinged. He's a nut. And yet, it was amazing over the weekend to see the finger-pointing going on and people saying, oh, well, it's obviously Sarah Palin who started this with the targets because Sarah Palin had had a target on this woman with regard to politics. You know, there's one thing, political metaphor in the United States, like I target, Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson because she voted for the health care bill. That's roughly what Palin was talking about. I target you, and I target a number of other people. There's one thing, political metaphor is one thing, and inciting people to violence is something completely different than that. And to me, I am amazed that people finger-pointing started as quickly as it did. I am surprised at that. After spending 6 years in Arizona and broadcasting in Arizona on a daily basis, I can tell you this. Arizona is not the Wild West. I'll tell you this. When we went through all that immigration stuff last year in SB 1070, the amount of the people that were throwing around the racist stuff, well, that was coming from the left. And I don't even mind that. But what bothers me is when they don't get called out on it, when the media is willingly complicit in this kind of – it's one thing – to say something nutty and have people call you out on it. It's a free country, and we should not limit our political debate based on whether or not some nutcase is gonna go off. I mean, why should we allow them to define who we are? We can't do that in the United States. But it's another thing when people say horrible things that have been said about Arizona, those people who would support that immigration law called SB 1070, which I did and still support, and throw around racism terms left and right. Nobody calls anybody out on it. That, to me, ticks me off. And here's this Pima County sheriff who is engaging in that very same demonization of the people that disagree with him in the name of, oh, we need to clean up our discourse. What a hypocrite that guy is. And people in Washington talking about we're going to dial back the rhetoric, let me tell you, that's disingenuous. That's going to take about 48 hours, and we'll get back to where we were.
Pretty much like New York was after September 11th. The last thing I remember was everybody talking about how civil it was for 4 or 5 months. You could argue a year, and then it went back to where it was because that seems to be human nature. The thing that bothers me is we have precious few good congressmen and women, precious few public servants that are any good. And so this kind of stuff sends good people away from service. Now, this woman was an extraordinarily good servant of the public, did a good job. And then some. Thoughtful, helpful, interested, kind, intelligent, all those things. I never heard of the woman before. And then looking at all of the things that we've been exposed to over the past 3-4 days, it does seem that she was the model that many would use, regardless of her voting record, how she approached her job seriously and not trying to get something apparently out of it. We could learn a lesson from her and be thankful that the jerks around like Tom DeLay got jail time. The sad thing is that she got something that she didn't deserve. And so there are these counts and recounts that are coming forth. The people who were involved actually there that day, the doctor treating her has been speaking. And here's Patricia Maish, who is the lady who knocked the bullets away from Loeffner. He was trying to reload his clip, his 30-round clip, for which I say there is no need. At any rate, you listen now as this lady talks about what she did.
I was laying there wondering what it was going to feel like to be hit by a bullet. Came to the lady that was right next to me and was firing. He pulled out a new magazine. Somebody yelled, "Get the magazine," and I was closer to the magazine, so I got that instead of the gun. He was secured on his upper body, but he was still flailing his legs, so I knelt on his ankles.
You know, that excerpt came from Extra. I had a couple of others that I want to play. But it's like, with the music in the background, it's like we're at Showtime here. This is serious stuff. And to have that music in the background is an insult. So I'm going to play another one of those cuts from there. I do find it interesting, before we pause and then take your calls at 800-510-8255, to quickly reference what Rush Limbaugh said on his program and how everybody expected him to jump into the debate, which he did. He didn't wait. Some of the folks on the air didn't wait for their shows to take a shot at the sheriff, who's concerned about talk radio, etc. Limbaugh was in pretty rare form, spent 3 hours of his program, all 3 hours, on the shooting. He said if talk radio was really that powerful, people ought to be dropping like flies. Then he went to the fairness doctrine. Didn't use that term. He said, quote, "I couldn't be surprised if somebody in the Obama regime or some FCC bureaucrat or some Democrat congressperson had already written up legislation to stifle and eliminate conservative speech." He maintains, quote, that what this is all about is control. The Arizona sheriff didn't refer to political talk, but to times when Limbaugh attacks people, angers them against government, angers them against elected officials. Talk radio on the defensive. Should it be? 800-510-8255. I don't feel there's anything about what I say here or in other programs that I do needs to be tempered. Thought, do we make mistakes? Absolutely. Nobody's perfect. People make mistakes here as they do in public discourse. People that are elected make mistakes. People who are on the street make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. So this is the age, however, when you're expected to be perfect and there's no leniency, whether it's on the radio, whether it's serving in some public institution, you make a mistake and you're out, which is probably something we ought to be thinking about a little bit more. 800-510-8255. Your call's up next on the countdown.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
800-510-8255. The results of the poll that has been running for the past 24 hours, we'll give you that in a few moments. Who's responsible for the tragedy in Arizona? Give you where the numbers lie. We're first, though, going to get into the action. One thing I have not mentioned yet that I want to mention, only because it is so disgusting. You've heard, perhaps, that those idiots from the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, say they're going to come picket this funeral of the 9-year-old girl, and the town has said no to it. They're going to try to squelch it with various and kind of elaborate themes. But these people, talk about where these people come from. I can't say what I want to say about that guy Phelps and his daughter. We all know what he is, and anybody who supports him and what he does is about as expressions are one thing. This guy is in the same league as Loeffner, as far as I'm concerned, a danger to society. Jeremy in Wisconsin, you think we need 30 round clips, okay? Let's hear it.
All right, before I get into that, your comment about those people who are going to pick that, yeah, I'd put them in the same class as this guy who did the shooting also. I think they all need to be
exterminated. We need to mentally exterminate them. They need to be given no credibility. But the problem is they get in front of a camera, and the news media is happy to give you what they're all about, and so they've made these people famous.
Yeah, I agree. As far as the 30 round magazines go, I mean, I myself, I do own an AR-15 rifle that I use in shooting competitions.
I'm not talking about rifles. I'm talking about clips that can be used for a handgun.
Yeah, I understand. I also do have a 9mm pistol that came with a 19-round magazine standard.
Why do we need them, though? We're almost out of time here in this. Why do we need them?
So much as it's needed. It doesn't matter how many rounds are in the clip. If he would have came with a 6-shot revolver.
Wow. The problem is the more you have, the faster and the more people you can kill. That's the way I see it anyway. 51 after on the countdown.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Web.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Loeffner, his parents, his family, doesn't have any friends apparently. And what do they all have to say? Pretty much the same thing. Oh, my God, I didn't know. Oh, my God, it's terrible. Bob Nays, a former congressman, went to jail for the same things that Tom DeLay going to jail for, has been on a lot of talk radio programs, including on a station that carries this program in Wheeling, West Virginia, AM 1370. He was on with Howard Monroe and talked about security issues that face members of Congress. This Tucson shooting has certainly got us to thinking about that. 800-510-8255. What else are we thinking about? George is in Wilmington, North Carolina. Go ahead, George. You're on the Countdown Live.
Good morning. Glad to speak to you finally.
Sure, sir.
Just wanted to say I think a lot of this Congress and all has gotten so out of hand over the years. They go in and take an oath to the Constitution, yet they try to change it all the time. I think our forefathers that founded this country were smarter than most of the people that are running this country today. And my point is this. With the Second Amendment, they gave us the right to try to protect our families when legal law enforcement people are not available. And it's been tested over and over, and I have been involved back in my military days when the Kennedy was shot and all, on testing of certain things that was done out in California at the time and has not been released to the public or anybody else due to some other...
You're kind of rambling, George. What are you talking about?
What I'm leading up to is this. People do not understand the difference between getting a license just to buy a pistol and to carry a concealed weapon. And I don't understand how this gentleman got the right to go and purchase a pistol.
That's what we're all saying. He passed the FBI background check, and that shows you the FBI background check is faulty. The poll results from the last 24 hours, the question was what or who is responsible for the tragedy in Arizona. So far, 74% of you have said nobody is at fault but the shooter. 12% of you have said the system for allowing him to slip through unnoticed. 8% political extremism on both sides. 6% said loose gun control laws allowing the shooter to get a gun and ammunition. I think that both That's D. Both B and D, the system for allowing him to slip through unnoticed, and loose gun control laws. I think there's a bit of truth, actually, to all four of those items. But what say you? 800-510-8255. Gene in New York State. Go ahead. You're on the countdown now.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
There's so much I'd like to say. We don't have the time, so I'll try to be brief. But bottom line is, and it's true any place in the world, somebody wants to do something, and they have the means, they're going to do it. And how are you going to stop them? That's the scary part, but it's a fact.
Well, motivation is part of it. Motivation is part of it. How do we keep some of these people? Yeah, you can't do much about them. They have the tools at their disposal, and they use them, and that's the way it is. Let me get a couple of quick comments from a few of the people here. Mark in Watha, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. There's going to be a little special on ABC News this morning about that little 9-year-old girl. And if it weren't for all this snow on the ground, I wouldn't be watching it. But I want everybody to watch that special on ABC News about that little 9-year-old girl, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. Fred is in Las Vegas listening to KNUU. You're on, Fred.
Hey, Doug, I'll make it real quick. Number one, that guy that you put on talking about the sheriff in Pima County, he's way off. Because this guy was complaining about the liberal gun laws in Arizona, about people being able to walk into a bar with these guns now. He was also complaining about people not having a permit to carry, okay, and the college people that this, the local state is demanding that college kids and teachers use them. You carry guns, and specifically what I want to say is the right-wing talk show network, okay, there was a guy named Cunningham on last night, and he was doing the same thing Limbaugh was doing as far as spinning it, blaming it on the liberals, like when that 88-year-old guy shot that guy in Washington, D.C., the guard. He did the same thing, trying to
Bill,
spin
his name is
the
Bill.
Liberals.
His name is Bill Cunningham.
He is
from Cincinnati. He's on WLW there. He has been this way for years.
Okay.
I was on the radio in Cincinnati in the 80s. He was the same then as he is now. He is a wannabe. He never heard anything from Rush Limbaugh that he didn't want to parrot. Never had an original thought in his life. And that's what you expect from him. There are some people around like him. Others have a lot to say and have been saying it and will continue to say it. And we'll cover that here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Thanks to Fox, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, C-SPAN, NPR, and the Jay Weber Show for input.